What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back. This is Landing on the Plains, and I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today, we got a really special one because I have a couple of little special guests with me, literally, and we will be touching later on down the line on the Duke Smith situation as well and what this means for Auburn moving forward. This one's going to be really fun for me today because I get to give you guys a glimpse into, you know, my reason whys. And, you know, starting off with this little one right here, you know, this is Chance. Chance, say what's up. What's up? Yeah, he acting shy right now. But he's far from shy. But Chance was, you know, born in Auburn. Chance, you know, took his first steps in Auburn. Chance, you know, he was always at the facility in my senior year. Like, I remember every single day at practice looking up and seeing him and my now wife on the sideline. It was to the point where if they weren't at practice, you know, people were asking where they were at or, like, what was going on. Like, it was just to that degree. Like, every single day they were just there. And so, like, I just have vivid memories. And, like, those are memories that I just cherish of having him at practice, you know, seeing him at first crawl around. And then, like I said, he took his first steps out there. And so, you know, he came to some road games, was at all of the home games. And so, you know, one of my favorite memories and pictures is of, you know, walking through Tiger Walk with him, you know, senior night or senior day. You know, we played in the Iron Bowl, you know, last home game of 2021. And so that's just some of the things that I'll never forget. And so, you know, in order to really understand why Chance is my why, I got to kind of take you back to the very beginning. And, you know, Chance was the reason why I decided not to play my senior year, you know, in 2020. And so to kind of, you know, I've told the story, you know, once or twice before, you know, but some people may not know, but the day after COVID hit, that the very next day, my wife and I found out about Chance. And so, like, that was just completely unreal. And so we fast forward a few months after that. And so we're back on campus. You know, this is around the summertime of June 2020. And we're out there practicing. And they just come out there and boom, start swiping guys left and right because they were positive with COVID. And, you know, in that moment, I just decided because, you know, at this point, like, my wife is about halfway through her pregnancy, and I was just like, there's no way I can play. Like, it was just some things that was going on and just wasn't, you know, the smartest decision at the time. And so, like I said, at this point, Chance is a few months out, and at this period of time, I'm just lost. Like, I'm lost. I don't have football for the first time in my life. I'm about to be a father to this little one right here, and, like, my dreams and my goals are, like, completely put on pause. And, like, I don't even know if I'm going to be at Auburn the next season. All I know is, like, every single day that I wake up, like, I have a choice to make. Like, I could either give in to my circumstances or, like, I could choose to trust and believe and pretty much choose Chance. Like, choose this little one every single day. And so, like, I just grinded every day by myself. Like, I've told the story. Like, I became my own trainer and all. Like, every single thing you could think of, like, I had to do it by myself pretty much. And so I ended up coming back to Auburn that next year. That new staff was there, and, you know, it was just everything was new. And for me, it was just do or die. Like I said, like, Chance was born that November in 2020. And so coming into that next year, like, this is do or die for me. This is my now senior season. And so, you know, at this time, this is pre-NIL too. So we're a family of now three with a brand new, you know, 2-3-month-old child, and we're living off $900 a month. You know what I mean? Like, bills, groceries, you know, and like I said, brand new baby. Like, that's diapers, you know, food, formula. Like, my parents out there, you know what I'm talking about. And so, yeah, like, you can just imagine, like, how that felt. And we had to make it stretch, and we did. And, like, I wouldn't change that time for nothing. And I wouldn't change that period of, you know, my life for nothing. Like, it taught me a lot, and it taught us as a family a lot. And most importantly, like, it made me hungry. Like, hungry. I had never wanted something so bad in my entire life. And Chance was the reason for that. And like I said, I just didn't want, like, the way we were living at that time, like, I didn't want that to be our forever. Like, I had a healthy amount of fear of, like, living like that. And I just knew I was meant for more and I wanted more. And that was just a period of time. And so I ended up having a great senior season, like I said, because of Chance and what he did for me and what he provided for me, having a great year and going through all of that. And Chance was just right there by my side every single day. And, like, it was wild, like, you know what I'm saying? Going to practice and coming home and then, like, having to take on those responsibilities and, like, being active and waking up in the middle of the night and, like, going through the whole entire nine, like, that was an experience that I'll never forget. And so, like, Chance is our first. He's our big boy. And, like, he's special to me because, you know, like I say, he's my first. And, you know, he could probably never possibly know how much he's done for me and how much he teaches me. And the fact that he does teach me more than I probably teach him at the end of the day. And so my Auburn experience ended the right way because of him. And I'm forever grateful for that. So, yeah. Do you remember anything about Auburn? You remember being in Auburn? Yeah, you do. So this is Chance. He acting shy, but come on, tell him something. What you like to do?
I like to play football.
You want to play football? Chance keeps saying that he wants to be like me. So we recently just started working out. So now we're working out together. We're training and he's going to be my little athlete. So it don't got to be football. I'm with, you know, whatever my kids with. So if you want to play football, soccer, basketball, you know, karate, whatever it is he wants to do, we're going to do it. And we're going to do it to the best of our ability. Because at the end of the day, my wife's and our goal is to raise respectful children, God-fearing, God-loving children, you know, kind-hearted. And at the end of the day, that they stand for and stand on what they believe in. And so, and that they understand that nothing in this life is given to them. They got to go earn everything. And so as long as they work hard and, you know, trust and believe and keep their head down and work, you know, good things will happen for them. And so, yeah, this is Chance. This is my big boy. He's 5, just graduated pre-K from the start of kindergarten. So he's a big boy now. Ain't that right? Yeah. All right. And that brings me, you know, to my life after Auburn. And this is my main man, Cash Money. This is my twin right here. This is my big boy. He's my talkative boy, but he promised me he would behave. So we're going to see. We're going to see. But Cash came into the picture in 2023. And this is the year after my rookie year. And so I've just finished my first year in the NFL. Found a way to stick around, right? After going undrafted, like I said, free agent. So now we're going into year 2. And so it's the offseason. And boom, we find out about Cash. And so at this point, I'm just like, yes, I'm excited. But at the end of the day, 2 is greater than 1. Like anybody out there, like, you know, like once you go past 1, like it's no more, you know, zone defense. Like we had to play man defense once. We had 2 kids. And so, you know, adding him to the picture was a blessing. But, you know, at the beginning, I didn't know if I was ready. And so in that moment, like I had to go through another shift like I did when I had Chance. And so I'm just like, whatever I have to do, whatever, you know, in my power, it is like that, whatever it takes. Like, that's what I'm going to do to provide for my family and take care of my family. Because, like I said, like I had a healthy fear of not being able to take care of my family. And like the profession I was in was extremely volatile. So it's like, you could be there one day and go on the next. And so that's kind of the mindset that you have, especially coming from the position that I was coming from. And so, like I said, I had never worked so hard in my life this offseason going into my second year in the NFL, because Cash is on the way. And like, it was just hitting different at this point, because yes, I had, you know, 1 year under my belt, but it was an up and down kind of season for me because I started out on the practice squad in Arizona. I came to Carolina. I got my feet wet. But at this point, you know, I'm seeing everything that's going on around me. You know, the year I came into Carolina, we didn't really win much. And so when you don't win in the league, like, people don't stick around long. And so, like, I'm like, bro, I got to make something happen. And so, like I said, I trained as hard as I ever have in my entire life. And, like, I went from undrafted 1 year to the next year making the opening day, you know, 53-man roster. Like, and so that's just a testament to, like, what kind of fuel Lil one right here gave me, you know. And, like, he just made me want to take it to another level. And I had to, because that's what was required of me. And so, like, I'm playing pretty well this season, and it's starting to click for me. And then one game early November, boom, I mess up my ankle. And, yeah, it ended my season. And at this point, you know, Cash is about to be born. You know, he was at this point still, you know, bacon. And he was born, you know, in December of my second season. And so, at this point, I'm in a boot. I'm in the hospital in my scooter. I just had ankle surgery. I'm recovering. I'm doing all this stuff. And so, like, I just remember, like, Kaz gave me a different kind of drive and fire to want to be better. And at the end of the day, it's just like, my children are my why. And I truly get the world's greatest fulfillment and satisfaction watching and helping them grow. And, like, any kind of major success that I've had is because of them. And so, like, my children have always made me take it to another level. And so, like, that's kind of bringing it full circle to where I'm at right now, because that's another, you know, kind of spot that I'm in as we speak. You know, my daughter will be here in exactly 2 months, or 2 months and a day, if she was to be born in exactly her due date. But, you know, she's gonna be here in about 2 months, and I'm feeling myself going through another shift and transition. And this time is a little different, because now it's without football. But you know, life lessons, like, they remain the same and they run throughout. And you know, it's a lot of things that can carry over. And so, yeah, I'm excited about this next chapter. And, you know, the world is theirs. You know, I'm just blessed and grateful to be a part of it, and, you know, to have a role in it. And, you know, on the heels of Father's Day weekend, you know, I just want to, you know, say again, thank you again to all the great men out there who, you know, do what is necessary, what is needed, and take care of business, because, like I said, we are needed. So that's Chance and Cash. Those are my two wives, my two big boys. And yes, you are Cash. And baby girl will be here in 2 months to complete the family. So those are my wives. Yeah, switching gears, because could always get emotional talking about my boys, but switching gears, obviously, to the news about wide receiver Duke Smith being let go, released from the team, and officially not a part of the roster anymore as of yesterday, I believe. And, man, what does this mean? What is this saying about this staff? I have a few thoughts. We'll get into it right here, right now. Obviously, you never want to lose a player, especially, you know, at this point in time where we are in the season and where we are in this process. You know, Duke Smith is a guy who had a really good spring. He's a guy that they were kind of, you know, praising a little bit throughout the springtime, and really stepped up in a big way in the spring game. Had a touchdown, had a few other big plays as well. And so he's a guy that you wanted to continue to develop. And, you know, you hate to see a guy of that kind of talent, former four-star out of high school, you know, came in and didn't really get to see the field last year, but a guy who's going to continue to develop and, you know, hopefully grow into a role. And so, you know, this receiver room being, I wouldn't say thin, but, you know, you want all the pieces you can have. You know, you want as much depth as possible. You don't want to lose guys at this point in the season or in this point in the process, like I said. But hey, at the end of the day, what I think it does show is this staff is willing to, you know what I'm saying, uphold the culture and whatever it is. And I think it's showing that this staff isn't afraid to really uphold the culture and the standard and what's supposed to be going on inside the building. I know towards the end of the last tenure with the last coach, it was a lot of, you know, maybe guys being able to do what they wanted to do, a lot of not of maybe accountability, if you would say. And so I think at this point, you know, if you have a guy who's not willing to fall in line, and I think this staff just showed that, you know, they're not afraid to cut ties with somebody if they're not really doing what they're supposed to do. And so I think at this point in time, hey, I'm going to trust the staff. And, you know, we all don't know, you know, exactly what went down. We're not here to speculate. You know, unless anything comes out that's extremely factual, we're not going to sit here and speculate exactly as to what went on. But if it's at this point in the summertime and where we are in this process, the portal window being closed and all of those things like that, it had to be something worth kicking somebody off the team for in the coach's eyes. And so at this point, you know what I'm saying? From a player perspective, if I'm a teammate or if I'm a guy on that roster, I'm like, yo, we got to be on our P's and Q's because, you know, obviously coach is not going for none of that. And so I think it just shows that, you know, hey, we got the right guy for the job. You know, we got the right staff for the job. And, you know, whoever the decision makes, obviously, you know, Golis has the final say. But, you know, it's a collective effort in the building. And so, you know, from the top down. So I think, hey, I still think we're headed in the right direction and excited to see what we continue to do. And so, you know, that's all we got for today. I appreciate you tuning in. If you like this episode, make sure you like, share, subscribe. And as always, War Eagle.